This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome. This is Maimon Elbaz, Director of Torah Shows, Rebbe at Sinai Academy. And I thank you for joining us for the Living Mishnah. It should be a zechut for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden. It's amazing to be able to present Mishneo with pictures. And I thank Judah Abadi for sponsoring today's Mishnah, number 773, and Chaim Lax as well. It should be a zechut for Kalman ben Chaim and Shendel Basmam Ofrimid, Zechonim Lebracha. The Mishnah today is in Seder Zerayim, Mesachta Peya, Parag Zayin Mishnehei. The topic is pruning property, which has poor people's ololos, or peya, in it. We know you're supposed to leave parts of your field for the aniyim, such as the edge, the corner called peya, or ololot, which we learned in the previous Mishnah, is misformed clusters of grapes, which don't have the shoulder or the long flow of grapes. They're somehow damaged. So in such a case, Torah says, leave it for the poor. So now we know that a person has to be meidel bagafanim. Meidel bagafanim means pruning the vineyards, because grapevines sometimes get very busy, and if you don't prune them and take away some of the branches, it somewhat suffocates the plant, and therefore good pruning is going to make it grow better. This is probably a good picture of ololos, and that belongs to the poor. So now the question is, the guy is going through his field and he's pruning his own property, and he happens to chance upon a section which has ololos. So can he prune it like regular or no? Is the ani like his partner or is like his customer? That seems to be the machlokes between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. So it says the Mishnah, Hameidel b'kfanim, if you're thinning out your grapevines, k'shem shu meidel b'toch shalokein hu meidel b'shalaniyim divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, just like you're going to thin out your own property, your own grapevines, why shouldn't you do it for the aniyim? Rebbe Meir Omer b'shalohu rishai v'en rishai b'shalaniyim. Rebbe Meir says, no, you're only allowed to thin out yours, but not that of the aniyim, because they're like customers, you know, they're waiting to pick it up. Whereas Yehuda holds, they're like partners. And if you have a business partner, you don't have to tell them when you're thinning the grapevine, because you're doing it for everyone's interest. Now, if there's specifically an ololos sticking out, that you should leave for that name. Halavai, we should be zeichet to be mekayim these mitzvahs, because I was telling my talmidim, there's four areas of Torah. There is amelus in Torah, working to know it. Then there's yediyas at Torah, having real knowledge of it. Then there's something called kiyam at Torah, which I told you I want to fulfill the mitzvah. And then there's chavivus ha-mitzvah, chavivus at Torah, cherishing the Torah. I thank my sponsors and everyone for being part of this wonderful program.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.